submit a grant to build that trail in or to enhance the trail.
Okay. Okay. Sure.
You may ask a question about Lance?
Yep.
Lance, the other trail, you know, remember that Morley was involved with in terms of the Armstrong Lake Trail, or whatever we're calling it. Can we reapply for a grant for that?
We can. So I'll just need the details.
Right, because we got lucky with the Minerva Park with the second submission.
Yep, so let's give it a shot.
Okay. Michelle was really involved in that application.
Okay.
For that trail. And Greg also.
Okay. Yeah. I'll follow up the both of them there.
So it must be in the file somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, I'm just getting through all these. Okay. We're in the Roshan's area now.
Excuse me,
well, I've been very quiet in this case.
You guys have to speak up at the other end of the. thought Anson Ellie would be there, gee.
Okay, so resolution 21278. Be it resolved that the Council of Township of Calgary hereby accept Treasurer Report T2021-10, amendment of the business education tax rates. I have a mover and a second, please. Councilor Anson Ellie, second. Councilor Carmichael. Roshan, would you like to speak to it?
Sure, definitely. I'd like to, through this resolution, I'd like to amend the education rates which we adopted last couple of weeks ago on June 10. And the reason of that recently the Ministry of Finance reduced the education portion, tax on the education properties on the businesses, so from 0.98 to 0.88. So overall impact on the businesses will be 2,771. They are going to pay less levy to the school boards, you know, by this reducing the tax rate. They would like to help the businesses during the COVID times.
Good morning.
Yeah, I would imagine that has very, very minimal impact on the Calgary's Rojan. Like, is there actually a dollar figure less we'll receive in revenues?
If you look at the, you know, my schedule on the, I don't know, the house, second page, if you compare the approved, whatever we approved previously, and now the revised educational tax rates, so overall difference is 2,771.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty minimal, isn't it? Okay.
Any further questions? There are none, call a question. All in favor?
Sure.
Thanks, Roshan. Resolution 21279, be resolved that the Council of Township of Calgary is hereby give bylaw number 2021-34, being a bylaw to amend bylaw 2021-23, being a bylaw for the adoption of tax rates and to further provide for penalty and interest and default payment thereof of 2021, a first and second reading, further at a third time, passed in open council the 13th day of July 2021. Have a mover and a second, please. Councilor Carmichael, seconder. Councilor Ancinelli. Any discussion? Did you want? Any discussion? If not, call a question. All in favor?
$2,000 church.
Mm-hmm. So, resolution 21. With the fire route report, we've got some confirmed, we've got some not confirmed. We would like to get a deadline into which we can get it done, or we're going to have to start naming the fire routes ourselves. We'd like to give people their opportunity to speak. But how, Mary, I'm going to ask you, how many total fire routes have we got? Do you know offhand, off the top of your head? Does anybody know the actual number?
We have 34 identified on the chart.
Okay, 34.
Of which we have 24 that had names single names assigned. We had 10 without any names assigned. And we had 7, it doesn't add up to 34, but we had 7 that had more than one name.
Right.
So, and then staff reviewed those, and we found that there was some duplications of names that we already had in the community, and in other situations, we had names that were very, very close to names that we already have in the community. So those ones we were going to send back to EMS and ask EMS to weigh in on these things, because the reason we're renaming these fire routes is for emergency services.
Yeah.
So the ones that have duplicate names, once we've had EMS review those, we'll send those back to the ratepayers on those roads and ask them to select one or the other, and we'll just go with majority wins. For the others, we are going to have EMS suggest new names for them and send those back out to the residents. So that's why we pulled this. The rationale behind changing the fire routes to names, and then having names that were too similar to roads that already existed, didn't make sense to us from an EMS perspective. So we hope to bring this back in September, October, when we have had a chance to go back to the ratepayers and to go back to EMS.
Okay, so the ones with the duplicate names, we can try and resolve most of them. By resending it back to them and saying make a decision. Those that haven't responded, I think we should give them one more chance and say, you got to get some names in by X time, or it's going to be named. You let them know that. Otherwise, EMS will name it. Because we still have to vet it with the with the other communities to make sure we're not in duplicate roads, like we did with Peninsula Shores. So, and we've got to get this done so by the fall. We can pretty well have them all done and budget for them to have the new signs in for next year. So that's the way I look at it. So, more like it.
Yeah, if you're talking about how here's all the radio with different names, it's the same one as Lizzie's Lane and Lindsay's Lane.
Yeah. Right.
And that's very hard to determine over the radio. So we have to ask for intersections.
And that was what staff flagged. So we just thought, okay, we're going to send this back out to EMS. You guys have the radios, you understand what it sounds like coming through those, the squawkers, and it made sense from a safety perspective to send it back out.
So it's just not fire routes, it's also a couple of these other issues that have come up through EMS, so I'm aware of that. So, Councilor Kekin?
I'd seen the list with some of the fire routes and the residents on them, and the residents who were reported to be on those fire routes were incorrect. Has that been rectified? That might be the reason why you're not getting a response to some of these fire routes.
Well, there's 10 without names, so.
So it's possible. In that list, I had seen, I think it was for sure 3 that I know who are on those fire routes, and the names that were purporting that lived on those fire routes were not actually people.
Were incorrect.
They were incorrect.
Okay. So if we were just taking, what we had done was taken the table that was provided by the committee that undertook this in the first place.
I think I'd sent an email to Don regarding that. If that was forwarded at some time.
Yeah, I forwarded that. Because I think it was just, I never put it together. There was no committee.
Just a working document. Yeah. So we still got some possible errors on the particular fire rules. Well, we should get those corrected so we can send out the proper notices, especially the ones we haven't heard back from.
No, that's right.
And then the ones that have road conflict names, like Moffat and other ones, so we got to deal with those. But then there's the ones that have more than one name that are on the fire rules, so we've got to resolve. So to me, if we give people a deadline somewhere in the next 6 months, 6 weeks, sorry, deadline that we've got to have your responses back so that we can take the proper actions to get them turned around for next year. So does that make sense to everybody doing it that way?
Is there anything stopping us from doing the 20 that are already available to be named?
No.
Because that's a huge volume already, that if there's no conflict...
I think we can approve those at the next meeting. That will show people that we're actually moving forward on 20 of them, but here are the remaining ones that we still got to deal with by September 1 or whatever the case may be.
Right.
At least we'll show some positive action. So.
Yeah, because we want to deal with the Squaw Lake name sooner than later. We don't need that longer, right?
Yeah, we're going to come up with that one and second out of the suggestion for that one. So that's the process that we're okay with and stuff like that. Okay, so we think September 1, is that reasonable to try and have this information back in order, or is it too early?
No, it's a good date because a lot of the seasonals should be up here.
Right.
And then they can talk amongst themselves in terms of getting a name.
That gives us 6 weeks to communicate
right.
with these 10 groups, and
right.
we already know we've got 20-some already to go. So. Okay.
And we would like to catch the seasonals.
Yeah, absolutely. Some of those fire routes are largely seasonal people.
Right? Yeah. So. Okay. All right, then we have Resolution 21-280. The Council of Township McKellar does hereby receive the administrative report in May 2021-04 renaming Squaw Lake Road, and that the Council of the Township McKellar does hereby direct staff to change the name of Squaw Lake Road to Nibby Quay Lane, as suggested by students of the Native Community Worker Program at the Anishinaabeg Educational Institute of Nipissing First Nation in North Bay. I have a mover and a seconder. Okay, do I have to speak to it first, Tom?
Yes, it's great. They came up before, and there was a couple options right they gave, and the second one with the Blaine was a little bit easier for us to pronounce.
Correct.
And still gives the water woman, right? The
yes.
is the translation of the name, right? And so that's because it was, I think, Water Woman Road.
Water Woman Road.
And now it would be Water Woman in and Lane.
Yeah.
So, yeah, okay. So, to me, it's great.
How's your pick?
I think it was an excellent relationship with the Native Community Worker Program at the Anishinaabeg Educational Institute on Nipissing First Nation in North Bay. Be involved with this process and to really, you know, give some insight from their perspective. So it was beneficial to everybody.
Councilor Askin?
Are the residents on this road aware that this has been brought forward and are?
No. At this point, they're not. I received an email from a Michael Harris yesterday, which didn't give me much time to address it, that he was suggesting a similar name from an Indigenous women's group, and it's referenced through the CBC. Very similar name. Different First Nations language.
The other one that I thought I saw was that the residents, some of them had Swan Lane.
Swan Lane was the original name provided when the first plan was laid out for what's now Moffat Lake. So I mean, council has the option right now to switch it back or to send it back to the residents of Moffat, the Squaw Lake Road, for review prior to adopting this.
That's what I'd like to see. Give them both names and see if we get any consensus. Maybe not.
Yeah, maybe not,
but I think that's fair.
Well, I think we definitely should with the options of Swan and then the this recommendation. And I'm wondering about if you received a letter from someone. What's the harm in giving them multiple choices and majority will take them?
That we wind up with three separate
things in the same. And then you eliminate the lowest one and go back to two.
Then we actually make it the draw straw.
But I think that's a good suggestion that we go back and do that. So we can say Nimbi Koi Lane or the other similar First Nations names. You really only have two choices.
Yeah.
And Swan.
And Swan. Plus Swan, yeah. Absolutely.
And there was another email that had come in, and it had one of the suggestions they had made was Leonard Trail.
I don't remember seeing that.
I see that one. I did see Moffat.
Moffat Lake, right?
We already have a Moffat within the township, so we won't be doing that one. That really confuses EMS.
And maybe that could you could state that in their multiple choice if that's not an option.
Yeah.
So with this resolution, it's directing.
We defer.
So we're going to defer this?
Yeah.
Okay.
We defer. We send out a letter, options.
Well, we can change the resolution to direct staff to send out the three names provided or in our hands and ask the residents to select their preferred. And we'll provide a little bit of history with each one.
Yeah, that's good.
Yep.
I don't know anybody who's seen the recent grants that came forward. That's from the Marco, I think. Two of them just came forward today. So, something we should be taking a good look at. So. Don't want to miss an opportunity, anyway. So.
The other thing, Lance, with this, ask them to rank the three. So then it's easier to do a tie breaking where you have ranks.
Okay.
Very good. Yeah.
Just rather than just picking the first preference.
Yeah, but then you can mathematically do that.
Yeah, you know, it still may come down to our choice if they can't agree, right?
So the other ones that have been approved by their road associations, and they have been vetted by us as far as conflict with other municipalities or other roads in McKellar, that's all clean. So they're all ready to go. Basically, they've got their road associates approved, no conflict. So those 20 or whatever it is can be done.
Yeah.
So it's just these other ones that are lagging that we need to get some. Okay.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah, one of the residents wants it sandblasted into a rock that they're working on, so you know they'd like to know that it's going to be approved, right?
Of course.
Yeah, it's a summer project, I guess, so they'd like to get on with it.
Is this your new report?
Yes.
Okay. So we have resolution 21280. We have a new administrative report on renaming Squaw Lake Road. The Squaw Lake Road, the Council of Township of McKellar does hereby direct staff to send residents of Squaw Lake Road a letter requesting their selection in a ranked format of three names, two of First Nations origin, and one of historic nature, and bring a report back to Council in the fall of 2021. Our movers and seconders okay with that? So that was Don and Mike.
Okay. Any discussion?
The only thing was that there was one, I know the historical one is Swan Boulevard, or, but there was an email that had come in, I believe it was forwarded from staff to council, and it was Leonard Trail. I'm just wondering if that is some significance to the individuals that be included as one of the options.
That's sure. Can I ask you to forward that email to me?
Sure.
I don't have it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
That can easily be done.
Yeah.
Okay. Any further discussion? Call a question. All in favor?
Sure.
It's a big project to do all that and get the consensus hold. It's not easy. Not easy. But we're involving them in the decision. That's what's important.
Some of that sort of history wasn't too difficult because they had a historical link to their family.
Well, we changed Squaw Lake to Moffat Lake because of that, because of the First Nations problem. So that was done originally. I don't know if it was my time or before my time. Close, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. Okay, so we have the public funding report from North Bay Health Unit. So it's resolution 21-281. Be resolved that the Council of Township McGarrett does hereby support the resolution for the Board of Health and for the North Bay South District Health Unit with respect to public funding for 2022. Need a mover and a seconder. Has everybody seen this? If they're after more money as a percentage basis, I'm not too in favor, but anyway, just me. So, anybody want to speak to it?
Well, they're trying to get after more funding for the mental health issues, right? Post COVID,
they're trying to move up to what 30% or something,
yeah.
25 to 30%.
That's what I understand. So really, it's the only thing that we're supporting their resolution to move it from 25 to 30%, right? Which means that we have to pay less.
Maybe.
I'm just trying to clarify, because we pay.
Well, hell, it's going in the right direction.
It's going in the right direction. I think we should sick Dawn on them and get them lower their.
Or one at a time.
I know. Decept. Okay, any further discussion on it? Call a question, all in favor?
Sure, thank you.
Okay. We have resolution 21-282. Be resolved that the Council of Township and Governors hereby give bylaw number 2021-35, being a bylaw to return the management of 101 long-term care beds to the Ministry of Long-Term Care to be relocated to a campus care of West Perry Sound Health Center site, a first and second reading. A mover and a seconder, please. Councilor Carmichael, seconder. Councilor Antonelli, going to speak to it, Don?
Yeah, this is moving quickly. As you know, we just recently approved a resolution in support of the campus of care. The ministry is actually very keen on this and wants to get moving. And legally, the issue is, as we've talked several times before, we only manage beds on the behalf of the ministry. They own the license. We just manage the beds. So for them to change that process, the Board of Management of Belvedere has to pass a resolution, and 5 of the 8 municipalities have to pass a bylaw doing exactly the same thing. So the bylaw that is being presented tonight is talking about surrendering the approval to manage the beds on the ministry, on behalf of the ministry. So then the ministry then has, once they receive that, they have a 5-year time window prescribed by legislation. They cannot say no. They have to take the beds back and have to reallocate it. And their intent is to provide that license to the hospital, the Springtown Health Center, so we can build in, basically recreate Belvedere on the hospital grounds as part of the campus of care, which involves Lakeland and other social housing and retirement living and those kinds of things, as well as professional services and other amenities to serve the seniors. So it's essentially it's a very prescribed legal process for us to get the campus of care underway, and so this is why we are doing that. So the Belvedere board met and passed the resolution on June 29th, which is in the package. We also wrote sort of a covering memo in terms of the some of the issues pertaining to, you know, what we're doing and why we're doing this. And as well as what's going on now is there's an architect who is designing the model for what it would look like on the Parish Sound grounds. Ministry requires that as part of their process. We're doing a facility assessment of Belvedere to see what the cost would be on ongoing to stay where it is. And the fundamental problem it is landlocked. We can't really expand. There's already a parking crisis or a problem in a residential neighborhood, which is not good. And building a parking garage is out of the question in a residential neighborhood. That's political suicide. And so that's never going to happen. We also have to address the life lease issue. As you know, not only do we have 101 long-term care beds there, but the old long-term care facility was converted into 24 life lease units, which is connected to that the newer long-term care beds, which were built in 2003. And the previous ones were built in 1980. So that's the process that's involved. The issue really is there's a relatively tight time frame. The ministry is looking at building 6 or 8 of these campuses of care. We'd like to be one of them. And the decisions will be made this fall for announcements before the election. Right, and the election's a year away, less than a year away, right? Fortunately, they're still in business mode, not shut down like they used to be, because they have to fix long-term care at least before the next election, right? So they have to make some meaningful steps to demonstrate to the public that they're serious about really changing something that's no longer acceptable. So when you look at Belvedere, it's not bad, but we only have 19 private rooms. Post-pandemic, we're really talking about no more shared bedrooms, no more shared washrooms. Right. We currently have 82 residents that share a washroom. That's really not acceptable. That's not the way to treat our seniors. So this model would be all pods of 12, 10 to 12, in a very much a home-type setting. There'll be different corridors for staff versus residents, which enables you to deal with pandemic issues. So you lock down the unit and you bring all your goods and services around the outside so it's sort of the state-of-the-art infection control mechanism, exactly what operating rooms do, et cetera, in hospitals. Right? You get your clean corridor, you've got your dirty corridor. And it's the same kind of concept with separate air flow and all that kind of stuff to try to minimize any potential contamination or cross-contamination. And nothing's perfect, but compared to the...
What exists.
Exists with sharing curtains and sharing separating rooms, sharing washrooms. You saw what happened in a number of the homes that had substandard facilities, and we were fortunate here. We worked very hard to keep people safe and didn't have COVID. Only staff got COVID. No, none of the residents of Lakeland or Belvedere got COVID. And only 4 staff got COVID, 2 in Lakeland, 2 in Belvedere. So we were really fortunate that it didn't spread. But it was a lot of work to make sure you contain items and stay on top of them. Anyway,
other municipalities have already approved this concept?
Nobody yet, because it's a timing issue in terms of their next council meetings.
I just wondered if anybody in the first saw one, heard sound, or put something.
That was the original motion that we did, and both Perry Sound and Seguin had talked about it, and we were also waiting for the Perry Sound, the Health Center Board and the Lakeland Board to approve, which they did, and that resolution.
So it's going around councils at this point.
Right. So we are the first ones to actually table this. And then next week, I'm going to McMurray Monteith. That's Monday, both McMurray Monteith and Whitestone. I'll be doing a deputation from both of those councils. Thank God, one's in the afternoon, one's in the evening. So that'll be next Monday, and Seaman's doing theirs next Monday as well. And I'm not sure about Archipelago and Carlin yet, or if Lance, if you've heard anything. So, with your CEO group.
I would say the Archipelago is leaning favorably to this.
Yeah.
Carlin, I have no idea.
Yeah, because we had, I think we had a good meeting with the CAOs on Monday. Several of us presented, so they had a special meeting just to tolerate us for an hour. That was tough work, but I think it was well received. I think there was good questions, and so I think it was pretty positive. And of course, their Carlin wasn't there, correct? So.
Yeah.
So, but everyone, all the other CAOs were in attendance. The issues that come up, actually, Mayor, were what's it going to cost us, right? And the fundamental issue is the board of management will disappear, the levy will disappear, the power to assign a levy will disappear, and the operating levy, the $1.3 million. Well, it was 1.5, we got it down to 1.3, will disappear. The other issue, though, in case that sounds too good to be true, is whether, in fact, we will do some capital contribution, either through a transportation network, life lease. I mean, life lease is one of our issues, right? We own that. It's something that we created. So what are we going to do about that? And so we have to deal with that. And honestly, the experience of Simcoe County, which we've been emulating Georgian Village and Simcoe Village, those are two, Georgian Village is a very mature campus of care now, which is very successful. And what they found is only half the life lease residents wanted to stay in life lease. It's an antiquated financial model that if you have $300,000 in cash to buy a unit, you don't want to buy a unit. You want to leave invested in your portfolio and you want to rent. Because all you're doing is buying an apartment, not the land, and the money does not appreciate over time, right? So you get your money back minus 10%. That's not a great investment if you're a person with means, right? And so that's why it's not as popular as it used to be from that perspective. And we are certainly going to encourage a rental model. The other thing I'll say is, government is really favorable at looking at private sector building all of this with a P3 model and funding that. So then that would be a long-term to mortgage. So the good news is if we collectively decide that we are going to carry on with capital, it's fixed for 25 years or 30 years, just like the pool concept or whatever. If you go into a capital debenture, there's no surprises with 8 and 10% increases in operating costs year over year, right? It's hard to estimate what the worst case scenario would be, but I'd say the worst case scenario is $10 million, which is $500,000, which is essentially what I was trying to promise us under the old model, right? That we would go down to a $500,000 levy to support the inefficiencies of Belvedere, of 101 beds, and the semi-private beds, no private beds, right? There's only 19% private, which is a loss of $200,000 in revenue. Those are things that we had subsidized forever and would have to carry on subsidizing because of the inefficient bed size. And the big saving was fixing the nursing envelope, $900,000 overrun in nursing. That's where my expertise came in, right, in terms of fixing that problem, in terms of how you work the funding formula, how you get your reporting line so that the case mix acuity isn't aligned with your staffing, and you get the funding accordingly. And Lakeland's got that funding, Belvedere did not, and our case makes us identical between Lakeland and Belvedere. So there is, and so we're fixing all that. It just takes 2 years to get through the ministry process. The lag time in terms of how the ministry updates their funding formula, there's an 18-month, minimum 18-month lag time. So we're...
Okay, so this is really in its infancy, but we have to have support of municipalities in order to go forward with the ministry. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, sorry, a long-winded answer, right?
Short form. Bit, so.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. You know me.
We want you to get too passionate about it. So. Okay, is there any other discussion or comments? This is initial, very initial thing, but it's got to happen sometimes.
Sounds good.
Okay, so I'll call the question. All in favor? Here, thank you.
So this is just a case you want to do the third reading.
Oh. Okay.
It's up to you guys.
Anyway, we'll put it on the table. Okay. Here's to take 21-283. Be resolved that the Council of Township of Kellen is hereby given bylaw number 2021-35, being a bylaw to return management of 101 long-term care beds to the Ministry of Long-Term Care to be relocated into a campus of care of Westbury Sound at Westbury Sound Health Center site. A third reading and pass an open council this 13th day of July 2020. Now we can...
You never read the motion, right? The double bylaw? Peter, I purposely wrote this so you have to read forever and ever and ever. Come on.
Did you all hear that? So, okay, here we go. Whereas Belvedere Heights Home for the Aged, Belvedere Heights, was initially established as a territorial, I just think this down. It's too hot in here. Territorial district home under a board management. But it has since evolved into a provincial resource serving residents beyond the district of Berry Sound, of Westbury Sound, with all admissions controlled by the province-wide placement coordination services. And whereas the new Ontario Health Agency is building an Ontario health teams to provide health system performance through patient-centered integrated care, specifically looking to better serve our seniors. And whereas the Ministry of Long-Term Care has the sole authority to allow the long-term care beds currently managed by Belvedere Heights to participate in an evolving Ontario Health team and to be relocated to a campus of care at Westbury Sound Health Center site. And whereas, under the Ontario Regulation 7910S.3084B1, the Belvedere Heights Board of Management may surrender the approval to manage 101 long-term care beds to the Ministry of Long-Term Care, provided that a majority of the 8 supporting municipalities pass a bylaw to this regard, S313(2). And whereas the Ministry of Long-Term Care has designated Westbury Sound District as underserviced with the intent to increase long-term bed components beyond the 101 long-term beds for the district currently in operation at Belvedere Heights, as demonstrated by the recent government announcement of 22 new beds. And whereas it is the now dated structural bed configuration of Belvedere Heights with only 19 private beds out of 101 beds is not ideal to ensure the best possible care for long-term care residents. And whereas these 101 beds should be relocated as part of the campus of care approach as promoted by the Ministry of Long-Term Care, now therefore, the Council of Township of Keller enacts the following, that we request the Board of Management for the District of Berry Sound West, Belvedere Heights, provide the mandatory 5 years prior written notice to surrender the approval to manage 101 long-term care beds to the Ministry of Long-Term Care in order that these beds can be integrated into a best practice aging-in-place campus of care at the Westbury Sound Health Center site. And two, that we request the Ministry of Long-Term Care to issue a 160-bed not-for-profit long-term care bed license to the Westbury Sound Health Center to recreate Belvedere on a campus of care, which will provide additional long-term care capacity, optimize bed configuration, and consolidate the management of long-term care under one governance. consistent with the Ontario Health Team initiative to better serve the district of Westbury Sound. And then we further request the Ministry of Long-Term Care to waive the 5-year notice period in favor of early adoption of integrated long-term care in support of the mandate of evolving Ontario Health Teams, increase the complement of long-term care beds sooner, to reduce the wait list and support the creation of a campus of care aging in place approach for senior services in West Prairie Sound. First and second reading.
Take the detail.
Yeah, I'm not repeating. So, that's the third, that could be the third. We're getting to the first and second first, right?
Yeah, we just did.
We didn't pass it yet. Mm-hmm. Oh, this is the third reading. Yeah, okay. Got it. It's so long, I lost my memory. It's going to be shorter in your resolutions. Only three whereases from here on in. You're going to make a bylaw. Okay, so resolution 21283, being resolved that the Council of Township of Keller is hereby give bylaw number 2021-35, being a bylaw to return the management of 101 long-term care beds to the Ministry of Long-Term Care to be relocated to the campus of care at West Prairie Sound Health Center site. The third reading and passed in open council the 13th day of July 2021. Need a rule for a second. You don't want to speak to it again.
Oh, no.
Just checking.
Morley saying no, no, no.
I like your short form.
Well, thank you, Morley.
Any other discussion? Call a question. All in favor? Sure. Thank you.
Well, thank you. This is a really significant change for us.
Major positive move.
Yeah, this is one of those once in a lifetime opportunities, really, in terms of what this is going to do for us.
Okay, so we're moving to the Whitestone addition to the agenda. Resolution 21284, be resolved that the Council of the Township of McKellar is hereby agreed to provide a link on the McKellar website to the Whitestone and Area Nursing Station on the Whitestone website, and further agree to post various announcements about the nursing station expansion project and fundraising activities on the McKellar Facebook page. So you need a mover and a second. Any discussion? Any comment on this?
Oh, it's great. I think they're doing a great job, and you know, anything we can do to support, right? It's in our best interest to help them raise money.
Yeah.
And
I'm sure we will.
Yeah.
The number of people from McKellar who use that facility,
yeah,
I'm sure are going to come through and help out. Yeah. Besides the donation that we're making, which is $60,000.
Yes, which they've acknowledged. And thanks.
I think that in the fundraiser, I would say the council is doing that matching. No, if you're doing fundraising, you got to have some,
yeah,
templates in which to measure things off. So,
yeah.
Okay, is there any further discussion on this? Anybody? Call a question, all in favor? Sure, thank you. Noise exemption request, resolution 21285. Be resolved that the Council of Township McKellar is hereby approved Paul and Melanie McFadden's request for a noise exemption on Saturday, August the 7th, 2021, as per Kirk Everett's MLEO's recommendation. Mover and seconder for this one. Councillor Carmichael, Councillor Haskell. Is there any discussion? I mean, I think they're doing it the right way. So.
Right, it's just a wedding party, right?
So. Yeah, I've only heard of one or two other ones that have done this, and it's worked out very well. So.
Yeah, they've talked to their neighbors and stuff like that. So it's,
yeah. Yeah. Okay, call a question, all in favor? Sure, good. See how short that one went?
I'll keep that in mind. This in
just press it.
The resolution 21286, be it resolved that the Council of Township of Cotter hereby approve the donation to the amount of $1,500 to the Eastern Bluebird Project. This is to formalize the grants of the donation grants. Need a mover and a second. Councilor Haskell. Second. Councilor Pinsnelli. Okay, they were the only group that put in for a request for the things. They've been doing these bluebird things, give them out, monitor them. So is there any discussion on it?
I'm just trying to remember what they were trying to find.
No, that's our last group.
Oh, yes,
Steve.
Yes.
That's the former, the bunch of guys, yeah. They're called. It used to be the MCA.
Yeah.
But they do this stuff, but they've been doing it pro bono for a long time. They did duck, a wood duck boxes they've done also. So this is a one that they can help. Any further discussion? It's in the budget, so it's good. Yeah. Call a question, all in favor?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, might see conflict in this one. Long ones for the last for some reason. Testing.
You mean I have a competition now?
You do.
This is more whereas is in yours. You can imagine this. So 21.
Uh oh. Lose connection?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's typical.
I'll wait till you get connected. Let me know.
Recording in progress.
You good?
We're back?
We are. Yes.
Yeah, we are. Okay, so we're in resolution 21287. I'm going to read it out. Whereas our schools are a vital part of the educational, social, and economic development that is integral to the West Parry Sound area municipalities. And whereas an accommodation review committee, ARC, was established in 2013 to review Nobel and McDougall Elementary Schools. And whereas the Near North District School Board included the Parry Sound High School, there's initials, I don't have to worry about that, with the same ARC as Nobel and McDougall Elementary Schools. And whereas in 2018, the Minister of Education put a moratorium on the closing of any schools in the province of Ontario. And whereas after the moratorium by the province and based on an outdated ARC, the North Bay District School Board has announced the closure of Nobel and McDougall Elementary Schools for a junior kindergarten to grade 12 mega school at the location of Parry Sound Health High School. And whereas the preliminary design plans for the new mega school does not reflect the growth of the West Parry Sound area over the past 8 years, and whereas the ratepayers of West Parry Sound contribute over $15 million annually towards local education. And whereas the North Bay, North District School Board has not communicated adequately with the municipal governments and residents in which the schools are located. And whereas the elementary students and their parents from the West Parry Sound area deserve to have their voices heard in respect to the location and design of the new mega school, now therefore be resolved that the Council of the Corporation and Township of McKellar request that the Near North School Board convene a new accommodation review committee, ARC, for the junior kindergarten to grade 12 mega school, and further that an independent study of enrollment and population figures be completed prior to the finalization of the junior kindergarten to grade 12 mega school. And further that this resolution be forwarded to the West Parry Sound Municipality, Shawanaga Nation, Wasaxing First Nations, NBO Inlet First Nations, Magnetowan First Nations, Moose Deer Point First Nations, and Near North District School Board the Honorable Doug Ford, the Premier of Ontario, the Honorable Stephen Lecce. I'm not sure if that's the way you spell it.
Yep.
L-E-E-C-E? I'm not sure.
It's two C's.
That's all. Yeah. Good sentiment. I don't like it. Sorry, am I being recorded? Perry Sound MP Scott Aitchison and Perry Sound MPP Norm Miller. So, and Councillor Kekkonen is declared conflict, so, since he works for the board. So I need a mover in a second. Councillor Carmen, second?
Thanks, no.
Okay. Yeah, this has been a long standing argument that one time we thought through the arc it was going to be two schools, then it went to one mega school, then it got delayed for 5 years. And McDougall's been fighting this from day one that they want at least one of the public schools open and put the high school there because there's just not enough room to do everything. You're going to have to demolish one. Well, they're building one on the same site, which I don't know how they're going to do all that. It's it should get a reasonable review, but I don't know if it's going to or not. So this is what this is to try and get them to reconsider. They've already made a decision that this is what they're doing. I don't know if you've ever worked with school boards before, but forget them, too, unless there's a hue and cry going out there, and they're just saying, I'm sorry, we're not listening to you. But you've got to give it a try if that's what you think is meaningful. To have another arc is really all they're asking to review. I mean, if we've actually forced them through public input to have an arc in the first place, if you could actually go back historically, they didn't have an arc. They were just going to go ahead and do it, and boy, the hue and cry went up like crazy. And we got involved with that. I went to all the meetings for that arc. So anyway, that's all I'm going to say. Does anybody else want to say anything to it? Mm-hmm. Morley?
Yeah. The reason I think it's probably worth looking at is the size of the school they're proposing, whether it is actually large enough to accommodate any future growth that may happen, which is probably going to happen somewhat. So, yeah, that should be checked.
We'd like to see the evidence on that. There's big suspicion that it's not going to handle.
Doesn't sound like many students. 800 and some.
From K to 12?
Yeah.
I'm not too sure what those numbers are. Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't think it's a good idea mixing juniors and seniors together.
That's been argumented a long time.
We hope that the juniors are still innocent.
They've talked from K to 6 and then 7 and up. Yeah. Those are the splits.
Like back in the day, we'll have 1 to 6, then we have like a mid-school, 7 and 8, and then we have our high schools, 9 to 12.
Yeah.
Maybe put the 7 and 8s with the 12, with the 9 to 12s, but I think the 1 to 6, 1 to 7 should be separate altogether.
A lot of that was raised way back when, but nobody was listening. So. Okay, so any further discussion? Call the question, all in favor? Okay.
Getting your stuff sent to me.
Okay. That's one of the shared services here. Okay, so resolution 21-288. Be resolved that the Council of Township of Calgary is hereby give bylaw number 2021-36, being a bylaw to enter into shared services agreement with the municipality of McDougall to provide the services of the chief building official as set out in Schedule A of this bylaw. First and second reading is further read a third time and passed at open council the 13th day of July 2021. I'll move in a second, please. Councilor Antonelli? Okay. Do you want to speak to
it? Sure. This is basically a replica of what we have with Whitestone. It just allows the CBOs, when they're on holidays or if they're sick, to come over from neighboring municipalities, or for Chris to go over to a neighboring municipality and fill in on a vacation request or a sick, an ill day or something like that. The other thing that has come up is that if there's a conflict of interest between a CBO and a potential build, that we can ask one of the neighboring CBOs to come in to remove that conflict of interest. So basically, it's the same agreement.
Comments? Questions?
That's great.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, to do something with Bitupel is a bonus. It's been very difficult to do collaborative and cooperative agreements, so this is a good step. Okay, so I will call a question. All in favor? Here. And the last one, dealing with our appointment for bylaw, 21289, be it resolved that the Council of Township McGovern is hereby give bylaw number 2020-37, being a bylaw to appoint Chris Effort as municipal bylaw employment officer, first and second reading, and further read a third time and passed in open council the 13th day of July 2021. I have a mover and a seconder. Councilor Ancinelli, second. Councilor Carmichael, you want to speak to it? Okay.
I agree with basically appointing Chris Everett. My only concern was the kilometers and the way the contract is written. We should basically say it's instant only, not basically patrols. We've got to make that very clear. Because that 55 cents a kilometer, or it's an open funding, right? So if he just drives around, and or we can basically say, give him an allowance of $250 or $300 caps, because basically what we're giving is paying him for fuel. I don't think he'll be basically burning through $300 worth of fuel a month if he's just going to occurrences. Because 55 cents. Now, if he goes out of town, if he has a meeting or has to go to a different municipality, absolutely, I don't mind paying 55 cents a kilometer because he has to go out of town. But if he's inserted in the township of McKellar, I don't think he should get, or we cap the 55 cents.
I thought our mileage rate was higher than 59?
No.
Same as CRA.
Yeah. So, 55 cents. So my thing is giving him the $1,400 as his salary, and then giving him an extra whatever council decides, $250, $300 as an allowance to compensate for fuel.
For on calls. Now they do a lot of preventative stuff. I know he goes around and meets with the Herndon group on Friday nights. He comes in and talks about fire things. I've seen him. He does that all the time. Not willy-nilly, but he targets groups to go and promote safety. So, you know, I don't know how you measure all that stuff. Unless you give him a certain amount, that's monitored right. To see how it goes, because we don't know.
So by going down doing fire safety and like that, he does claim points for the fire department. So he is getting compensated for that.
For that part, okay.
And that's free reign. What I'm trying to do is basically condense so council knows what they're spending towards our employee.
So flat rate. Those can be adjusted to the first year.
Yeah, or up to.
Up to,
right?
Yeah, I don't think that's a make or break deal. And controls our budget, halts our budgeting.
Yeah, then we know unknown factors, right?
Yeah. One other thing on that, did I read something about 12 hours? Mm-hmm. 12 hours in a day? Is that what we had in the past, or?
Well, in the past we had 24/7, and this is going to be complaint driven.
Right.
As opposed to having 24/7. It's when it's complaint driven. we only show up with that complaint. And if it's in the late at night, for example, we can call the OPP.
So that would result in the calls for service to the OPP going up?
Possibly. We don't know that. Because Gary used to have them come out in support of him as well.
Late at night, yeah, he did, yeah.
There were certain altercations.
Yeah.
So.
And we're going to have other support staff, right? So other firefighters are doing bylaw as well. So there will be availability of, say, two people being, you know, available as opposed to one person being on their own. So that may help reduce the OPP calls, depending on the situation.
I mean, hopefully this is going to provide the same service at lower cost, and we can monitor in a year to see where we're at. But if we have more fixed numbers this year, that's better from a budgeting point of view, and we can go from there.
Yeah.
Okay, so we just switch over at 55 cents a kilometer up to a maximum of 250 per month.
Yeah, sure.
Michael?
I was just wondering how this, in the past, was there an RFP that was put out for providing bylaw services? And
I honestly couldn't tell you.
I don't remember. It goes way back to the start, because he started in 2010.
What we were trying to do is to bring this in-house so that we had more control over it. So by using volunteer firefighters and get them started in that process, we have a lot more control over how bylaw is functioning within the township.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so we just changed the amount to 250 per month. So that's automatic, regardless of what it is?
Up to.
Okay. Right. Yeah.
One more point. I think that the OPP should be informed that we're in the process of changing the bylaw enforcement.
Yeah, they will be.
Okay.
But we have to get this bylaw through council first.
Okay. Any further discussion? Call the question. All in favor? Carried. Good. Thanks. Unfinished business, new business. Okay. No, that's it. I got my report.
Oh, sorry.
Most important thing of the whole meeting. There's no whereas's in mine. I'm just kidding. Lots going on as usual. So. I'll just highlight them and I'll circulate it to everybody and we can post it. But the market's gone for two Saturdays in a row. The weather has just been unbelievable. And our market just has flourished. Our vendors were sold out. Many visitors were adeptly controlled by our volunteer firefighters. It just was a very successful event. Thanks to everyone who made it happen. So I know that four of us were there. So that's my comment. I thought it was great. So good stuff. Georgian Bay Biosphere sent two capable representatives. Delana Arnold was one, and assistant Heather. I can't pronounce her last name because it's got 22 letters in it. But she did. They renovated the whole butterfly garden over here on July 9th. So that's all been done as part of their obligation to it. McKellar was pleased to have the three. The college students received $500 bursaries to continue their post-secondary educations, and Jay Graham showed up tonight for the presentation, so that's just great. And pickleball, the council approves the pickleball group and restart their program this Friday with numbers and COVID-19 once they get approved and set to go. So it was all approved by EMC that it shouldn't be any problem whatsoever. And in water testing, just so you know, that the testing of our public beach had a high E. coli count. Oh, in the spill area where the drainage pipe comes down, 16 times higher E. coli count. Nobody's seen these readings before. So working with staff to try and find some remediation purposes, they're going to retest it again. And this is where the spill is, coming out of that culvert. And so we've got to do something with this very high count. So the actual public beach is getting to be okay, but there's a correlation between the two, there's no question. So but we're going to still keep it closed till we get one more reading, and then see if we're going to lift the signage, not in the swim there. So that's just sort of the update on that. Reports-wise, just from the emergency committee, we've met, we're moving to stage 3 on Friday. We're approving protocols from the health unit to get a wide variety of groups to get going, especially by September 1st. If we can, our intent, if all the numbers keep going down and everybody gets vaccinated and all that sort of stuff, we would like to be open by September 1st with the heritage room, library, the office, and the community center. All programs go. That's our caveat going down there. So that's what we're working towards from our committee. And so we're going to have to alert groups to know about this, because the seniors group, they're the biggest question is our card groups. How are they going to get COVID-19 regulations through, Peter, at the health unit? So they're going to be, we're going to send them a note saying, you've got to get these all checked if you want to restart those programs. And we got to start getting the bookings in order, because they're going to be booking. So anyway, that's income for us. I think that's all. We're trying to get up to where most people have had their doses 80% vaccinated, so we need to get all that sort of stuff all done. So, our Lake Stewardship Committee met, and we've got our report. It's going on the website shortly. The draft report is available. It's going to go on MLC at our website. We're working on a PowerPoint presentation at the AGM with the MLCA whenever that's going to take place. So we've done a draft mock-up of that with Barb Ancinelli and Don. They've done some good work on that one. It's going to be quite good, I think. And then we hope to have a public meeting at some point in time to bring it forward, then bring it forward to council. So they're doing a lot of educational materials at the market, and it's very good stuff. So it's all in the report. So. And the Clean Up Our Lakes program, I've given everybody flyers. August 21, 22, and 23 at the... our connectivity group has met with Whitestone to pursue all options to bring high speed to both communities. It's a slow process. Would that be fair to say?
Yes.
Very slow process. And others are looking at a wider regional approach. So there's some more talk about getting groups together. So we'll see where it goes. But one of the problems is we need to have the backbone, the fiber backbone here somehow. Bell's got it. Somebody else has got it. It's on 124. It's coming from this and that, but we can't get access to it all. So just how we ever get to that, I don't know. It gets confusing for me. Library Board keeps doing a lot of their stuff, but they're doing a lot of stuff at the market, the educational programs. They're going to have an educational children's program out at the arena. So they're really working hard promoting all their stuff, and they're working with the rec committee and some things as well. So. They want to work with them, particularly on rejuvenating the Pioneer College series. So they want to bring in some speakers and do some stuff. And that was originally done by Wave Weir, then it moved over to the Recreation Committee, then COVID-19 hit, and so now they're looking at doing something together. So at least that'll bring back that whole program somehow. So that's a good collaboration there. We have a public meeting on the boat launch on Thursday. And we have protocols for that, but we're also going to hand out a handout to that, which gives you the backgrounds of all the boat launch situations from the last 5 years. So it gives you that things have been done with the boat launches that people should know of. We just haven't been sitting around doing nothing. So, anyway, you'll get a copy of that as soon as it gets done. Our committees are all working hard. I don't know if the committees want it. They've had all their reports. They've done great work. And we have new grants coming forward, and we're looking at those through your contacts with Paris on Tourism. I think that's it. There's a lot more. Any questions on it? There's lots going on. But September 1, to me, is a key date if everybody keeps doing what they're doing. Does that seem unreasonable to everybody? It didn't to our committee, so I just wanted to draft it by it and make sure that. But what we need to get, the library has protocols. All these groups have to get protocols. We have to get protocols. We have to get protocols for the community center and protocols for the office. So that's our work. Okay. Well, I was going to redo it and send it to you. But I have some notes. Oh no, I'll give you a copy one more. With my morning cup.
That's
it'll be 5 o'clock in the morning.
You get the whereas then.
Oh, there's no more. I'm not stealing any more whereas. Okay, so resolution 21-290. Be it resolved that the Council of Township and Governors hereby receive the consent agenda. Mover and second, please. Councillor Huston, Councillor Carmichael. Any discussion? The only thing I like is that, we, at least on the CERB whereases, we're getting some response back. Not thousands, but we're getting some that support the concept that people are getting goofed out of money. So, okay.
That's good.
Yeah, any, I'll call a question, all in favor? Thank you. I'm not helping with the, happy with EMS a little bit. Resolution 21-291, be resolved that the Council of Township of Gunners hereby give bylaw number 2021-38, being a bylaw to confirm the proceedings of Council first and second reading, and further read a third time and pass it open to Council's 13th day of July 2021. Mover and seconder, please.
Wait a minute, Mr. Mayor. You missed
question period?
Oh, I did.
There's nobody to question the vote here.
Are they gone?
Yeah.
They're all gone?
No problem.
Oh,
do you have a question, Tom?
No.
you're absolutely correct. Are there any questions? Hearing none.
No.
Okay, sorry, that's my fault.
No.
I don't know why I missed the
other. No, I missed the fact that
the fatigue sits in there. I'm gonna put in here whereas we have to make sure that
we'll put a therefore in there.
Okay, so we still have resolution 21-291. Have a mover and a seconder, please. Councilor Carmichael, second. Councilor Ancinelli, any discussion? Call a question, all in favor? Sure. And resolution 21-292, be resolved, the Council of Township Governors hereby adjourn this meeting at 9:23 p.m. Mover and seconder, please. Councillor Carmichael, Councillor Haskin. Call a question, all in favor. Sure. Thank you, everybody, for all your work.
Recording stopped.
When's the last time we didn't have a closed session?
Ooh, I don't know.
Yeah.